Chris Discamia. I'm joined with Mitchell Murphy
and Ryan Quijano,
Lorraine Newman,
the musical guest Lyndon Baines Johnson, and the Presidential Five.
I am not here.
Bill Clinton on saxophone.
Mission accomplished if it comes to playing the drums. This is George W.
I've been going to the mall more recently, the Wonderland Mall. Ooh. You know, there's so many little mom and pop shows there. It's, stores, not shows. That would be weird. Mom and pop shows.
Me and my wife, we're doing a tight five.
Hey, take her away, jeez!
A lot of Rodney Dangerfield.
She can't juggle for shit.
She looks so sad that he's falling back on Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm glad you guys went that direction, because I was thinking more like a donkey show.
Oh, no.
You go and you just fuck this guy's wife or something, I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, they really got away with calling it a donkey show, even though it's really just fucking a donkey. It's more like a donkey, like, club.
Well, yeah, I mean, the donkey's not really doing that much, you know. It should be called a woman show. These mom-and-pop shops, what's up with them?
I went to this one mom-and-pop shop. It was pretty much just a mom, but,
No pop.
I didn't ask. But they were selling VHSs, and I got a VHS player. And that was good.
Oh, this is the woman who gave you the lifetime.
Her lifetime guarantee. She said, "I'll give as long as I'm alive.
That VHS
can come,
will work.
Yeah, she'll come back because they don't break." And then she looked at me. She said, "I'm 65."
Damn.
And I was like, "Okay, I've done the math. I guess I'll have it for at least 5 years." I told her. I was like, "What?"
I'm trying to remember how many VHSs Titanic was. I think it was two.
I hope it wasn't longer. God.
It might have been four, like, because it had the two boxes with, like, one had Meg Ryan? It had her face, and then the other one had
Leo's
face.
The ship.
Yeah. Had the ship with his finger on his mouth. Like, sorry.
And I've always said the third main character of that movie is the ship.
Yeah. It's like, you know, New York is a member of, you know, all those TV shows that are set in New York.
How I Met Your Mother?
Now they have How I Met Your Father.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of anything else.
All right. What's next? How I Met Your Brother? How I Met Your Uncle? Come on. I don't know.
I think of VHS. I remember a long time ago, I was at my friend's house, and he showed me this porno that his, like the cover that his parents had. It said Titanic Tits. So that I was thinking of Titanic, and then I was thinking of that.
Tit and ick.
Was it like a parody of Titanic?
Yeah, I once did a parody with the Titanic and just a sex scene every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys were like laughing along to it.
Oh, yeah, hilarious name.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Just guys were watching a porn together, just chuckling, throwing popcorn at the screen.
Just keeping one eye on the door, making sure the parents don't come back.
I've had that as a child. I had that experience twice. Mm-hmm. Of the not fun version of it. Mm-hmm. Of like some guy puts on a porn during a party, and then it's like everybody now has like a blanket over their laps, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? It happened one time, but then the
and it's like antenna party.
Yeah, exactly. But one time it was at my cousin's house, and I had no idea. Like, I think this was the first time it had ever happened. And it totally just made me think, like, my cousin is, like, a fucking creep.
Yeah, he is. You're right.
And I was like, it was so normal, too, because, like, his friends were over. And, like, I think there was, like, a bunk bed and somebody, like, sleeping on the floor.
It was a real fun time.
And everybody just, like, got under the sheets and, like, they put the porno on. I was like, What's happening? Like it's like a ritual almost. It was insane. I can't believe.
I love you, Candy. Back then, you couldn't compartmentalize your porn use because it was such a coveted resource.
Yeah, exactly. It was
like nobody could like blast it on their fucking hand phone.
Yeah.
So you know, portable phone.
Yeah.
They're just like, you got porn? Yeah. Okay. Come down here. Come down here. Just a hunchback is bringing you into a basement.
Yeah, the porno kid is sort of like the precursor to, like, the weed dealer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like you just deal with that person because, like, whenever I used to be at a certain theater, there was a guy who sold everybody weed there.
Yeah.
And he, like, going to his house was so, like, strange because, you know, we would go to, like, get high and buy weed, but, like, he was, like, an avowed, like, communist and, always had, like communist, like, pamphlets and stuff like that, and like him and his friends would like go off on talking on like
Jason was on the last episode.
It wasn't Jason, by the way.
It was his puppet.
Yeah, exactly. It was his puppet Karl Marx. But like that was the first time I really experienced like people watching like really deep cut animes and stuff like that, where I was just like, I can't complain and I can't judge these people, because I was like, I just came here to get high. Yeah. Like, I'm worse in this situation. Yeah. I'm like a just nodding off in the corner.
This guy at least loves being weird.
Exactly.
I just do it for the drugs.
Exactly.
He's watching Redline with a Gremlins t-shirt while I'm just trying to get high.
Yeah, while I'm smoking like this accordion bong.
It's a good callback.
Yeah.
Accordion.
That was.
I drive an Accord. Yeah. I'm in. An Accord. I am in.
Accord. I am. Will I am's little brother. but that was. It was like this, like gravity bong, where it was like a little squinched up. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
And so you like light it. And then you just let the, like, accordion bottom fall down and just, like...
All right, guys, you want to... before we watch this movie, you guys want to toke up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I'm game.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, my thing's right over there. We can just go inside and we can hit it.
Your thing?
Yeah, no, let me just... The stairs are going to low down. We can just go into it looks like a big saucer. We just gonna go into it really quick.
Well, I have a pipe, I don't know if...
No,
I brought an apple.
We could do that afterwards, or maybe, but we'll just, step right up in here. Okay. You got a ticket, by the way?
What?
It's fine, I'll cover it this time. Alright, we're up inside. Okay, we're just all gonna lean back.
Who's that guy you just gave the tickets to?
You know, he's my guy, you know? Everyone, you need a guy to get the stuff, right?
Yurang!
We're gonna take off! You know what I mean?
Okay.
Thanks, guy.
All aboard!
Yeah, alright, so we all just lean back here. Now, you guys have had a gravity bong, right?
Yeah, like whenever you, like... Like the milk jug.
Okay, this is like an anti-gravity bong.
What?
Yeah. We're in this. It's gonna spin us really fast, and I'm gonna try to pass you a joint while we're spinning.
The floor's moving.
Yeah, it's gonna go really fast. You know, this thing's gonna like slide up to the ceiling, and then you know it's gonna get pretty fast. And you don't have any vertigo, right?
I don't know.
I'm an Aries.
Oh, well, do you have a lighter?
I got one in my pocket right here.
We're spinning pretty quickly now.
Shit. Velcro to the wall here.
Yeah, you got that sticky shirt. I slapped that on your back, bro. I
thought it was the... Okay, alright. I'll light it. Okay.
Yeah, alright. You gotta hold it in while we're...
Let me hit that.
All right, I'm gonna pass. Whoa, it's falling away.
It's like anti-gravity. Man, I ate so much of that cotton candy from the cotton candy machine you have outside.
Yeah, no, you gotta have the environment to get high.
All right, here I go.
That's good shit, man.
That's good clouds coming out. Oh, wait. Oh, more than clouds are coming out. Cotton candy's coming out. Oh, oh, God. Geez, Christian. Oh, my God. Jesus. Who's that guy? The guy in the middle is starting to freak out.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, my gosh.
You guys never been on an anti-gravity bong before?
No.
I told you these guys were cool. Don't worry.
It's not good. Gonna play the music.
Yeah, this is pretty much the only way you can really do it. It gets all the way in your lungs in this.
Okay. Mitch, how deep is your basement?
Oh, I'm not feeling so good, guys.
Okay, fine. God, what a lightweight. This guy really can't handle this pot. Jeez.
You're slowing it down.
Yeah.
That'll, if you guys want to go again, that'll be 2 more tokens.
Look, nobody has tickets here, apparently. We're getting off.
Okay, well, see you guys next time on Anti-Gravity Chamber.
You guy seems lonely.
Yeah, he seems really sad.
You alright, Christian?
Yeah, sorry, it's all the, like, corn dog I had to...
You had a corn dog, too?
Yeah, I was playing skee-ball in your living room.
I don't sell corn dogs down here. You holding out on us?
Wait a minute. Oh, no.
Wait.
That wasn't just a regular hole in the bathroom?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you do have some, like, blood around your mouth.
Oh, my God. I gotta go. Oh, no, there's mirrors everywhere.
What the fuck?
Oh. Mitch, how the fuck do we get out of here?
Jesus Christ. You never gotten super baked and went through a mirror maze before? It's awesome. Look, this is going to be great. Our movie is starting in like 2 minutes, though. We should get out of here.
All right. Well, I think I blew somebody.
I think you bit his dick off.
I don't know if that's part of the experience. I don't know if I can
do it. Fucking crazy, dude.
That's okay. I mean,
I'm having fun, though.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm glad. And, hey, next time you get a corn dog, let me get a bite.
Hey-o!
Have you ever bitten someone's dick off at a glory hole?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Now that I think about it, no.
Yeah. It's a head scratcher.
Yeah. Do you think now that you're an adult, you could go on one of those gravitrons?
Oh man, you know what?
I don't think I can.
Yeah, I think that would unexpectedly rock me.
Yeah.
Then high? Oh my god.
Yeah.
That'd be insane.
I don't know. Maybe it might help you not get as sick.
Yeah.
I think you'd roll with it more.
I think you could just get totally lost in it. I think, honestly, I bet drunk in that, you would just immediately vomit.
Yeah.
That would be the Spin City.
Yeah, I always found, like, whenever I used to, like, get sick or, like, get stomach aches or whatever, and I would smoke weed, like, it would just, like, take away my stomach ache.
Yeah.
I wonder what about... Like getting, I don't know if it's like a getting high thing or if it's like an actual pot thing.
Like it I has. Mean, I don't know. I hear there's, I think that's like the big thing for weed is that it's anti-nausea.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's not good. Never do it.
It's bad.
Not even once. If not even for a joke. The weed we do in improv is fake. And we've never puffed. And we've never passed.
More you know. When was the last time you guys went to a carnival?
Probably like...
Or anything like
over
that.
Over 2 years?
I went to the Ren Fair.
Ooh!
It's not really... I mean, there's not carnival games. There was a thing where you could throw a tomato at a heckler. He was like... He put his face through a wall, and he like said mean things, and you could throw a tomato at him.
Would he be like saying mean things to get you to... I mean, I guess the...
Yeah, he tries to goad you into
the grift is like... Not grift, but the thing is they're selling you these tomatoes.
Yeah,
right?
It's a grift.
Yeah.
But yeah, he sells you the tomatoes.
Yeah.
And he does, you know... He said some uncalled for stuff.
Yeah.
He said, glasses at a Ren Fair? Lame. And I was like, wow. Damn. Way to go after my disability.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then after you throw it... I remember Andre also threw it. And he said, like, oh, did you just come back from working at the comic book shop?
Wow.
And he was like, wow. And then he threw it and missed. And, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to hit him.
Yeah.
What's hard about it? Is
it pretty far?
Yeah.
Tomatoes, you know.
Is there like a unspoken rule of like don't throw it hard?
No, I mean he's really asking for it.
Really?
I guess it's since they're so mushy, the tomatoes. Uh-huh. There's no real. I mean, even if you threw it hard, it would just explode all over him.
Yeah.
I bet he likes it. I mean, why else would you get that job?
Yeah, I think. I've seen that act before, and I was like hesitant to go up there because I was like, what if he just starts digging into me to the point where I just get mad and
yeah,
you know, and
then it's too real. And then you go up there and you punch him.
Yeah,
and he's like, that's not the thing.
I just gotta remember it's all fun and games.
Yeah.
Heyo.
Heyo.
Christian, get off of him. Get off of him.
I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
Dude, get off. Get the fuck
off. Nice hair, loser.
Oh, come on.
He's still goading me.
This guy could kill you. Christian was in the MMA.
Where'd you get that costume? UFC. Goodwill.
No.
I'm gonna put you in a guillotine, you asshole.
I don't even know if you can spell guillotine. Help me, guy. Come on.
Stop heckling.
Look, you gotta help me. He's gonna kill the shit out of me. Nice eyes. Where
Where's
you get
a grapefruit? I need a grapefruit.
You get them from the stupid eye store? Come
Dude,
on.
Stop. My
help
friend,
me.
I have an eye condition because I need to smoke weed to get rid of it.
Yeah, okay. Glaucoma? More like. Come on, help me out here.
You say guacamole? You motherfucker.
Glaucoma?
I think that worked, though.
Suck dick?
Yeah, glaucoma. Yeah, because you sucked dick in that last scene.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hurt you.
Help me. Come on.
Stop. I'm tight. I'm in the middle of this here.
Here's $5. Give me some more of those tomatoes.
All right, they're over there. They're in the basket. Ow. Oh, dead aim. Oh.
You're red faced because of the tomatoes.
Wow, I get that kind of. Ow, was that a rock? Ow! Come on,
right.
You can only throw the tomatoes.
Give me some more rocks, man. I'm gonna put them in the tomatoes.
Dude, this—I mean, the heckler's kind of my buddy, dude. Oh, but, all right, here's a couple of rocks.
Right, whoa, are you helping him out too? Come on.
Sorry, I'm
You're
I'm
playing both sides. This guy's a people pleaser.
No,
everyone,
no.
Get up! Everyone,
get up! Get the fuck off me! No!
As the Renaissance crowd ripped Ryan apart like a sack of chips at a Halloween party, he was never found.
Again.
Based on a true story.
Fiend.
Guck.
What's your favorite carnival snack? Potato tornado? Turkey leg?
I do like a good turkey leg with mustard.
Mitch, you've had a turkey leg experience.
I have. At my birthday.
What happened?
I went to Schlitterbahn, mm-hmm. and I got the stuffed turkey leg.
Stuffed? Stuffed
yeah.
of what?
Let's get the echo on this.
Stuffed turkey leg.
Yes, it was a stuffed turkey leg that was filled with brisket.
Whoa, that's cool.
And covered in cheese.
Was it deep fried? How'd they hold it in there?
They sliced it open and then
stuffed it.
Yeah. They did that. And apparently it was gross, which I found out recently. The food item was not desirable to others.
It was a little... For me, the cheese took it like to an inappropriate level where I was like, this is...
Too much cheese.
Right now, I just got this weird, like... This is probably too far to think about this kind of stuff, but, like, imagine if somebody, like, took your calf, sliced it open...
Oh, my God.
...put brisket and cheese on it.
Oh.
I'd be pretty mad.
Yeah, if he's not sharing.
Yeah,
am I right?
Exactly, brother.
Hey, Mitchell leg. You are what you eat.
Nom, nom, nom.
And I'm Mitchell. Yeah.
But I could see it being, you know, I mean, like, there's no way it, like, tasted bad. But, you know, sometimes if something's a little gratuitous for me, I'm like, I can't allow myself to sink there because then that's who I am now, you know?
I find it's fine to take a walk on the wild side as long as you don't live there. Am I right? Keep Austin away from me.
I like a good funnel cake.
Oh, yeah.
It's so damn expensive.
Yeah, they've gotten kind of wild.
$11, like, yeah. $13 for fucking funnel cake.
The most I'll ever pay for a funnel cake is $7. That's it. $11? No. Better have meat on it if it's $11.
That actually might not be that bad.
Meat
and funnel? If you could figure out, we maybe know powdered sugar, some type of like
maybe
fatty like maybe some like
sausage,
pork belly, you know, with like a soy kind of thing, you know.
Ooh.
And then you like it's kind of like anyway.
Chef Ryan is Chef cooking. Let him cook.
Ryan, he made a pizza earlier, and it was pretty damn nice.
Yeah, not pictured. Pizza almost finished in front of us.
Yeah, we slammed it. It was pretty good.
We all slammed it. He slammed his own pizza. He was like, me first. And then he pushed us over. He ate half of it.
We weren't even near him. He just came up to us and pushed
us. No, it was great, though. I mean, it's brought me up to the fact that, hey, you can make your own freaking sauce.
Yeah, you can make anything like that. The only thing about it is you're never going to. I was telling my friend about the pizza. He goes, you should show me how to make it sometime. I went, you're never going to make it. I said, you don't cook for people. He goes, but, you know, I could do this, that, and the other. And at some point, I finally had to, like, stop tearing him down or whatever, you know?
You had to be like, you're not that person. I know it can be made. I've done it. Yeah. But that's not you.
And I'm like, some people, you know, they like to cook for people. Some people, you know.
Yeah,
like,
everyone has a role.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, let me be the guy who cooks, you know. And not even like a selfish way. I'm like, I just like it. You know, you don't like it.
Yeah, no. I don't like cooking.
Yeah.
When I see somebody chopping up tomatoes and then like putting it in the oven to like roast it, I'm like, what a fucking waste of time. Just eat that tomato raw or whatever. Get it over with.
Throw it at somebody.
Just throw it at somebody.
No, but I don't know. Do you have a thing that you cook? Like your thing? Because everybody has a thing.
Right? Even if I made a food item that I really felt a lot of pleasure in, I don't even have the inclination to share it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nice. Yeah, I have a bunch of it. I'll eat it all. Like, I make a good guacamole, you know, but that's just not too complicated. But even though then, I'm like, this is all mine now. I'm not going to make any more. I had a friend who's bragging about their guacamole. And God damn it, they put so much lime in it. It was like a lime slurry. And I was like, I know you have pride in this, so I'm going to let it slide. But I guess if I was a fellow chef, I would be giving you tips.
You know, I totally agree. I think making something like that is kind of hard because there's so little things in it that you have to, like, to actually make it good is actually, it's a skill, you know?
Yeah. Do you get the inclination when somebody makes food to, like, well, here's how to bump it up to the next level?
No.
You don't want a grand slam or what?
No, because I'm just like, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, there's no way this comes off right.
Yeah, exactly. And also, too, I'm like, I'll just be the better cook here.
I'll just be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these cookies are great. And you look over at somebody and you're like, I can do better. And that's what you do?
You know, I don't make, like I said, I also.
You don't like cookies.
I don't make sweets. Yeah, I don't. That's something really hard for me is making sweets. I just don't have any. I don't really like eating them.
You make savories.
I make savories, baby, all day long. You cook anything?
I make green beans. I just stole the Bill Miller's recipe.
Oh, like that's a good green bean, though.
I used to work there, and then I would do it like almost every Thanksgiving. So, same recipe.
Yeah.
other than that, just
love
lemon
that sauce.
Chicken.
Lemon chicken?
Simple
like
stuff, yeah.
Chinese?
No, more like just chicken with some lemon on it. I do love lemon chicken, though. The way that the Chinese do it, they rock.
They rock.
The way the Chinese do it.
They're badass. Other than that, I could cook a couple different things. Do I cook often? Definitely not. But if I needed to, I could.
Yeah.
Well, back going to the where you don't someone does something and you don't want to give them a hint.
Yeah,
that made me think of a scene.
Oh,
hey yo. Hodgepodge. All right, Ryan, can you pass me the embalming fluid? I'm just working on this corpse real quick. Wait, yeah, it looks pretty good, don't you think? I've been working on it all day.
I think you're doing your best, absolutely.
Well, I mean, spending a couple hours on here.
Yeah, I think that you're doing as good as you can do. Here's that embalming fluid.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I just don't know. The makeup route I chose, the palette is... I think I'm going to take a picture of it. I know it's inappropriate to do so, but, you know, I have my own underground social media.
That just made it inappropriate, yeah. I thought, like, I mean, there's a portfolio you can have and stuff like that, but if you have an underground account, that's too far, dude.
You know what, let's just say, I never said that, but,
What's the underground quality of this? Like, is it freaks or something, or?
Creepos? It's a group of people that just... They like seeing bodies, and they rate them on a scale of, you know...
You're doing a fucking hot or not with dead bodies, my man?
Look, man. The bills... All my money is going into student debt for getting this job. So I gotta make money somehow. Let me check your pockets real quick. Nothing in their shit.
Well, they're not gonna put, you know, money in their pockets. Well, I don't know, dude. I mean, I'm not gonna, like, turn you in or anything. You know, we all have our... things, but just I would take it easy with that.
Okay, well, let me put the lipstick on. I don't know, it's just kind of looks great. I think this is probably my best work.
You know, I'm just thinking hungry? About stuff over here. I'm hungry.
Wow, how can you be hungry when there's a dead body right next to you?
Well, because I haven't eaten.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've worked here at the morgue. Funeral home for 3 years now, and I could eat anywhere pretty much here.
Okay.
And I have eaten pretty much most anywhere here.
Well,
I guess if we're, like, sharing stories. Yeah. One time I was eating Funyuns while I was working on this larger man.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, giving him some blush and stuff like that, making it look natural. Of course, for sure. I'm not a big, you know.
You're an artist.
Thank you for saying that, but one of the Funyuns fell in his mouth, and it landed in a way where you couldn't really see it, so I just didn't take it out.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me you got a photo of that.
I didn't get a photo of that. No.
Well, I'm about to pose this woman dancing for the reels, so...
I'm going to step out of the room while you do that, because I don't feel like I should be able to... But I guess if you're talking about this makeup, like...
What would you rate on a scale of 1 to... 10.
I don't think like that, but I it's a little much, you know.
Okay.
We're not trying to make these people look like, you know,
like they're alive again,
or like sluts or
whores. Oh, hey guys, what's going on? Coming in. Hey, Embalmer Tony, I got your meal. It's a human leg filled with brisket and covered in cheese. Here you go. And you, hey, what are you doing with that four over there on the table?
A four?
I mean. To me, yeah.
On a scale.
On a scale.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know, I need a...
It's a little too much on the lips, I'll say. Come on.
You know what? That's fair criticism, and yeah, you're right. Hey, I need to work on
She's dead. She's not going anywhere. You got time, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, guys.
It's only going to get better. Here at Mix Emporium... Your grandma's gonna look so sexy. Come on down.
We got a 2-for-1 special.
We cut to the editing bay for the guys editing this commercial, and Mick is standing behind their shoulders. Mick, this is a little long, don't you think?
I think the first part really endears them. It's like, hey, whoa, this is what the behind the scenes.
I mean, you're gonna have to there's not even enough ad space for this. You're gonna have to
I was thinking we get one of those long spots, like, you know how they had
sales or
no,
America's Jewelry.
It was more like the video, the VCR, like the hot or not. Like it would be like the we're selling the porn videos late at night. It feels like those commercials were 7 minutes long.
Yeah,
I was kind of aiming for one of those,
like the Comedy Central ones.
Yeah, it would be like, oh, look at these, we got these girls drunk and we took their picture, you know, we're selling it to you, you know, like that. It'd be like that length of commercial. They still making those?
I don't think so, but there's
not the cassettes, which I am interested, but the commercial lengths.
Look, I think we could get this maybe on like YouTube or something. If you want to go that route, I think you got to get a hotter cadaver.
Damn, I knew that fall was going to do nothing for me.
It really kind of betrays the whole premise of And why are you handing that guy the leg with brisket?
He's hungry!
Funeral home memories?
When I went to a funeral home, one of the operators there had three holes in his cheek.
Whoa.
And, of course, I asked. I was about a teenager. I was like, hey, what's with that guy with the three holes in his face? And they told me, oh, his girlfriend shot him in the face three times.
Damn.
And I was like, holy fuck. This man survived three shots to the face.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, I thought this was a dead body.
No, this was an operator there. He worked there. Yeah. He had three holes in his face.
Holy shit.
So, yeah, that stuck out to me. He seemed like a tough guy.
Hey-o! Oh, shit, my girlfriend's coming. Get in this dead body cabinet.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Hello, Letitia.
Hey.
How are you?
Wow, this place is spooky. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to see you, as always. Surprise me here at work, huh?
Yeah, I was thinking we could just do like a little lunch together. You know, it's been a tough week for us, so I thought a little lunch together would be fun.
Yeah, we can get out of here and like...
I just always wanted to see what you did at work.
You want to see what's going on here.
Play with the lock here.
No. Don't touch the lock!
Click. Oops.
Hi.
What?
I'm
back to life.
Yeah.
Oh my god! A freaking zombie.
He's a zombie. I just
bite me.
I prefer undead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Feels like zombies.
You're right. That now that I'm saying it out loud, saying zombie feels weird. I would love to be... Are you, like, patient zero? That's really cool.
Patient zero is what I am. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You didn't tell me you worked with patient zero.
Okay, I can't take this anymore. He's not a zombie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Bite me. I know he's undead. Come on.
He's not undead.
Whatever.
A zombie would not be mad at the idea of being called a zombie. It's a cool word. We all know that.
No, I think after that song came out with Zombie,
Cranberries?
Yeah, I don't think it's... I think it has, like, a double meaning now.
Like an oppressor?
I think so, yeah. And he's not an oppressor. In fact, he's, like, kind of like a... I don't know. He's kind of like a... I don't know. He's like a shake-up artist. I love it. Like, nobody's doing anything new with being alive anymore. And he's really, like, changing things.
What?
Wow. Yeah, he's cool.
You're really peering into my soul right now.
I know. You're bearing it all to me.
Look. Greg is not undead. He's not a zombie. He's... I don't know how to say this.
Just say it.
A ghoul?
No, it's not a ghoul.
It's okay.
He's not a Frankenstein.
A ghast?
He's not a ghast. He's not a ghost. He's not a geist. He's not a wolf man.
Headless horseman?
He's not.
I still have my head.
Ichabod Crane.
Oh. Is that like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde situation?
No.
Wait, Ichabod Crane is the headless horseman?
He's not an
I'd
invisible
never read
man.
That book. Is he an invisible man?
No, he's not like a creature from the Black Lagoon. He's not a swamp thing.
No gills on me, baby.
He's not like a Solomon Grundy.
Aquaman?
He's not Aquaman. He's not Superman. He's not part of the Injustice world where the bad Superman has to be taken out by the other superheroes.
Well, then what is he?
He's not Mortal Kombat.
Not like Morpheus?
He's not Morpheus. He's not... he's no Greek in him. He's...
Yeah, I can't
he's
even
not
say
from Greece?
He's not from Greece. He's not from Thebes. He's not from the city-state of Athens or Sparta.
Okay.
I'm not any sort of Robin Hood.
He's not Robin Hood. He's not Little John. He's not Maid Marian.
The rapper?
He's not Little John. He's not the Ying Yang Twins. He's not...
the Ying Yang Twins?
He's not Neo, or he's not...
Back to Neo. Going there again?
He's not the Oracle. Yeah.
He's like Nelly Furtado.
He's not Nelly Furtado. He's not Sarah Bareilles. He's
Outkast, at least. What are you, Gary? What are you?
Greg. His name's Greg.
Is he even human?
He is human.
I'm human.
Oh.
He's not a Martian. He's not Venusian. He's not...
I'm not Matt Damon.
He's not Matt Damon. He's not Ben Affleck. He's not Casey Affleck.
Casey Kasem?
He's not Casey Kasem. He's not Scooby-Doo.
I'm not that goose from Affleck. I mean...
Did you know Casey Kasem? Affleck! Casey Kasem stopped doing Shaggy like maybe 4 years ago.
for only being dead for like 15.
he did Shaggy for like forever.
Yeah, yeah. But he's not any of that. Yeah. Greg is not any of that.
Mm-mm.
Greg has been trying to help me find an apartment.
Yep.
Ew! Hey, yo. Bam! Nothing's grosser than finding an apartment.
Yeah.
God, so many bugs. You know, it's that time of year. The bugs are coming out. And it's getting wetter and wetter.
The bugs come out of
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you nasty.
I'm nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty. It's gross. I agree. Yeah.
What's your most... What's the bug that you're just like, I'm not going in there?
Ooh.
For me, it's a big spider. Like, if it's bigger than, like...
Your arm.
Not my arm, but like maybe 2 inches.
Well, yeah.
Like something big
I
like
say
that.
No spider is bigger than my dick. That's house rule. And in my house, I make the rules.
Or like, I've seen some pretty big ass moths.
I don't like moths.
They're pretty scary.
And they really fuck with your clothes.
Yeah, they're ugly.
Things with like a really strong like exoskeleton. Ooh. Those are the ones that like.
You can hit it and they still get back up.
Yeah, those... If I hit it and it, like, it feels hard on my hand or whatever, I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, exactly. It feels hard in my mouth. Whoa. But, like, that, like... I would say, like, spiders, like, tarantula or, like, a wolf spider I'm not gonna fuck with.
Creepy.
But, well, like, I mean... You know, spiders have that great marketing department where you're not even supposed to hurt them.
Because, yeah, exactly. You know,
they help other bugs. Like,
put them in a cup and then take them outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put them in my cup and then I go play baseball with that thing in my cup. And
Come out with a bunch of bites.
It makes you play better.
Mitch coming down the stretch. Oh, no, he's doing a dance. No,
whoa,
play.
Hey, whoa.
It's like a Ratatouille where the spider...
Throw peanuts
spider's
at my
yanking
girl.
On your dick to make you good at baseball. Big Star presents Spider-Tooie. Look, we got a yank on your cock, and then you'll be in the home run champ.
And the spider bites it, and you have to get your dick removed.
Yeah.
Just like two little holes out of the like the cup and the pants that the spider's looking at. Just yanking on your dick.
Making you great at baseball.
It zooms out. The baseball player has a cup exposed.
Yeah.
It's like, if he's still looking out, you'd see like his fucking... That'd be horrible to see a baseball
Mitchell
player.
Mitchell wearing his signature double-sized cup. Like, it's just bigger.
Yeah, just... It's like, it's on the outside of the pants.
Yeah.
God. What are we even talking about? Oh, yeah, bugs. No, I hate roaches. I mean, come on. Or cicadas, even. They're big and noisy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I've been having a problem. I keep getting roaches in my house. They keep crawling through the little cracks in my doors and the walls. I got an old house. So I got to fight roaches all the time. You know, if I have an empty soda can or a slightly empty soda can laying out, they crawl in the can and they drink it all and then they die. And I'm like, hey, is this can old? And I pick up the can and shake it around. There's a bug inside. And I say, gross. And I throw it away. You can't even recycle that.
There's so many times where you just see a cockroach that's already dead. Like, but like in a place where like sometimes I'll go into like my restroom to find a dead cockroach. I'm like, this guy just like was walking and then just died last night.
He had a full life. And then had a heart attack and then he was out here. Fuck.
Like, did a spider kill this or was there like an altercation or something? Like, how did this thing just die?
Hey-o!
Hey-o!
All right, Roach Police here. All right, what do you think happened to you, bud?
Back up, people, back up. Crime scene.
Well, looking at the body, a couple limbs missing. Oh, yeah. I think we got a old case of stomped by a knife.
Stomped by a knife? You always say that. Come on.
Get out of my way! Get out of my way! That's my husband!
Oh, back up. Come on, back up.
It's a crime scene, goddammit!
That's my husband!
Where were you at, ma'am?
I was at home. I was taking care of our kids.
All 6,000 of them?
Who could have done this to my husband?
Like, we're gonna need you to step back. Okay, come on over here. When's the last time you heard from your husband?
Last night. He said he was going out. He said he was gonna find, a little bit of maple syrup left out somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you think he was stepping out on you, huh? Well, you think he was double dipping?
I don't think so, no.
You think he was dipping his little antenna into some other lady roach?
I mean, a man's a man.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not gonna hold it against him. He's a good man.
But you think he was some poor sap looking for some sap?
Well, we're not exactly rich, officers, so yeah, sometimes we are just looking for a little sap.
No. Admit it.
Look, Martinez, there's some sap under the wing.
Yep. It's maple.
Look, a little bit under the chin, too.
Look, you got insider information. Lock her up, all right? And I don't mean that in the political
come with me, lady.
Wait, what?
That's gonna rough her up a little bit.
Yeah, let's...
Stop!
It cuts to the owner of the house looking down. What the fuck? Is that bug slapping the shit out of that ladybug? I can't stand for this. Flick!
Oh, thank God! Something from above saved me. These cops were kicking the shit out of me.
Hey, all cops are bugs.
Hey-o!
ACAB.
ABCB?
ACAB. All cops and bag bugs.
Bugs. The nasty kind.
Do you think bed bugs used to be super popular for it to be part of a good night ritual? I mean, people say don't let the bed bugs bite. So how prevalent was that happening for it to be such a popular saying?
I don't know. I mean, I guess back in the day, you know, people's beds were like a bunch of hay or something.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that would be like more apt for bugs to live in.
I mean, the fact that they're sleeping in hay, it's more like don't let the hay bugs bite.
Yeah. It is more like that.
That's not even a freaking bed, you idiots.
Yeah.
God, it would have sucked living back then.
You guys ever had bed bugs?
No.
I had a spell when I was younger.
Whoa, a terrible spell? What are you, a wizard?
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck I said that.
Well, it sounds like you had a long time with them.
It was like a couple weeks. Oh, wow. We had to use a steamer and steam the whole house every night and like get these special sheets that...
they're like plastic?
Yeah, you put them over the mattress and that's supposed to like trap them in there and suffocate them and kill them.
Hey there, Bug Lila.
Bed bugs suck. I hear Paris or whatever is dealing with that shit right now. France? Mm-hmm. There's like a big bed bug epidemic.
Oh, really? I saw a meme about that.
People are like throwing their mattresses into the street.
Wow.
I thought it was a statement on beds.
But it's a bug related thing.
I guess so.
Hey yo. Throw out your mattress now.
Yes, we're sick of pillows not being easy to put in pillowcases. Right?
What?
We're all sick of... Is this a French accent? We're sick of pillows being in pillowcases.
Listen, ever since you came from Russia, you have... you did not get the French way. We are throwing them out for the bed bugs.
Oh, I think that these pillows, they don't fit in these big bags that we put a wrapper around them and then we sleep on them.
Your pillowcase is just too small. Oh. You can get a bigger pillowcase.
I don't want to buy pillowcases.
Wait, you completely have lost your accent.
Like, I just want to go back to Russia.
Mayor.
Yes.
What are we supposed to do?
We have to get the giant steamer from Cleveland. A Cleveland steamer.
I knew when we hired you, you were just going to do all this sex shit.
No, but seriously, we need steam. Lots of steam. We need a team full of steam that can get a steamer. And if they're from Cleveland, so be it. But these bugs are weak against steam.
That is their one weakness.
Yes.
Don't worry, we're already here. It's Steam Seal 6. Seal Team 6.
Steam Seal 6.
Oh, you're a Cavaliers fan, I see.
Well, because we like Cleveland. Yeah, you're
the Cleveland Steamers.
Okay, you know what? I've actually been hearing of this joke. And you know what? France, you can't keep making fun of us like that. We're helping you out with your bug problem, okay?
Hey, don't blame it on all the France. It's just this weirdo.
I'm Zemeya.
All right, now we got these devices that will help gas this whole area. They're called Blumpkins. We're going to put... What? What's so funny? Come on.
You know what that means.
No, it's just... It's an acronym. It works. They're shaped like pumpkins.
What is the other part of the acronym?
The bug pumpkin, you know.
But it's just called a bumpkin.
No, that's like... then country people wouldn't want to use them.
Okay, so how many Blumpkins did you bring?
I brought 7 Blumpkins, okay?
Good.
Plus the other ones that were already here will have 69 Blumpkins, all right? What? Come on!
Maybe it is me. Maybe I'm the least sexual person in all of France.
Well, we'll put them in the Dirty Sanchez room.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll be perfect. We have 60...
Stop calling me that.
That's where you sleep!
I'm not dirty. I'm just, you know, I don't take that much showers, but I'm not nasty.
I mean, you're kind of gross.
Okay, I guess. If you're taking advice,
I'm going to give you some
body wash.
Any amount of it.
Your chest is covered in shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot. My chest is covered in shit.
Merd.
We
and we gross.
Heyo.
We like to keep it highbrow here. Yeah, so yeah. Merd in French means shit.
Yeah. I thought you were calling me the mayor.
I was.
Okay.
You are the mayor. The mayor of Merd.
The mayor of shit.
You've seen like all those like old. Those old British towns that are just like, welcome to Cock and Ball Land, or, you know, like Tootenanny, like, you know, some of these old British cities, they got stupid names. Pretty crazy, huh? Glad we don't have any of those.
We got,
steam coming
out. Albuquerque.
He's thinking so hard.
Schitt's Creek? It's not a real place, right?
I don't know. It's based on a TV show.
Yeah.
I hope it's real. Otherwise, that whole show is predicated on lies.
You know, there's a city in New Mexico called Crime and Punishment.
Whoa.
Fear and Consequence? Is it Crime and Punishment?
No, it is Fear and Consequence. No, it's...
It's something in Truth and Consequences.
Truth and Consequences, yes, New Mexico. Yeah, yeah.
Truth it's and like, Consequences.
They're like, no, don't film a Tarantino movie here.
Yeah, but it's based on, that was a TV show called Truth and Consequences.
Oh, what? Yeah, it was. Yeah. Wait, they named it after the TV show?
I believe so. I believe it was named after the TV show. So I'm waiting for Law and Order to be.
Oh, I live in Seinfeld, Texas. Seinfeld does sound like a town.
It does, and then like Kramer's the mayor, and he just like comes into anybody's house,
and he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, exactly. And he can straight to their fridge. He'd like.
He would go straight to that guy's wacky. Gosh, we all love him, but
yeah.
Is it long form time yet? I'm checking my clock. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's spring forward into long form, or fall back because it's near Halloween.
Well, are y'all guys going to do any traveling for New Year's? I mean, not yours. Like, the holidays are coming up. Do you guys usually go out of town? Or
I'm thinking about doing something for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe going to Arkansas, see my girlfriend's grandparents.
Cool.
Arkansas is a beautiful state filled with people, nice people, somewhat.
There's really great coffee in Arkansas.
Really?
Onyx Coffee, and I don't remember where it is.
Wow, any Pokemon-flavored coffee thing is a friend of mine.
Yeah, baby.
Vulpix Coffee, am I right?
Yeah. You know, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
From Arkansas.
That's where he is?
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
I wonder if he still if he lives there.
I bet.
Yeah,
he just lives in the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah, he's frozen in place.
Yeah,
I don't see much of Bill Clinton. You know? I feel like there was a point in time where
he was everywhere.
Yeah, he was. You know, we cared about what president. He thought. And then, like now, it's like nobody gives a shit what old Bill Clinton thinks about stuff.
Yeah, he's you know,
poor guy.
He's a poor guy.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
I feel bad for him. I'm gonna cry.
Pour one out for old Bill Clinton. Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Bill Clinton. He's hard.
No. Yeah,
there you go. It's like one of those things where, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a hard voice.
It's a hard one to do.
I'm just here in Arkansas.
There you go. That's a good Bill Clinton.
Hey, I did not inhale.
But she did. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
I do not spit. She swallows.
There is not a spider in my crotch making me
your
get a
time
baseball.
Machine. It's working. Let's all go back and we'll have the perfect material.
I like
big butts and you cannot lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like that.
That's true.
Wrote that down at the top of your list.
Yeah.
What if you like big earlobes and you couldn't lie about it?
What if you liked big earlobes and you could not lie about it? Like if like it was like a what if you were ashamed of it.
Yeah.
But you like if somebody asks you're like, I have to say that I do like big earlobes or I'll go to jail.
I'm just imagining like a Columbo type who's like looking at all the posters like in his room. It's like, huh. Now in common with all these ladies, I notice they have quite luscious lobes, and he's like sweating. He's like,
labia, more like lobia.
Columbo's like, must be a coincidence. He starts to walk out the door. One more thing.
Your fly's been undone this whole time.
I'll see you later, kid. 10 minutes. What do you want? You haven't got any?
I was thinking. He could roll the dice and we play like a fake, like a D&D type thing.
Ooh.
But that kind of influences our, I don't know. You're a DM.
Okay.
You
want to
just
improv let's do it.
DM stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's do like a choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Okay, hell yeah.
We'll have a wizard and a fighter.
Okay.
Have to go to a tower and find the amulet of nectar. You guys have been looking for this wizard for 12 days.
wandering through this dark, wicked wood. And which one are you? Which one? Who do you want to be?
I'll be the wizard.
I'll be the fighter.
All right. So you guys are travel. You guys have camped for the night, but you're hearing a little creepy voices, and you can't find this tower. What are you guys doing?
We're cooking. Ryo, these are the best beans I've ever tasted.
Well, tis the lush of the forest, Christus.
You sure you didn't put any magic in these beans?
It's my little secret.
Well, I'm stuffed. Wait a minute, what's that noise?
Thwomp, an arrow hits the tree above you.
Get down.
You see the crooked teeth of a goblin coming out from the shrubbery. He's got his bow and arrow drawn. Fires once more towards the warrior, who deflects it with his shield.
Bonk. Ching. You'll have to do better than that, goblin.
Fast work, Christus.
The goblin disappears into the night.
Wow.
Well, after him.
All right. Let me gather all this food real quick.
Just a minute, we'll come back.
All right.
We run into the forest.
As those two run into the forest, chasing the trail of the goblin snickering through, they hear, row, row, row. A panther has jumped out in the path.
Ah! Ryo, we need one of your spells.
I cast a lightning bolt at him.
The panther looks surprised. A lightning bolt eviscerates the panther, leaving a black, charred skeleton of the
Good work. You might have overdone it, though.
It was meant to be a warning shot.
The jungle cat's bones fall apart.
I've never killed an animal before.
You see two baby panthers wander out. Mama! Mama!
It's a circle of life.
As the goblin you see is taking off underneath a big branch.
Hey, come back here!
You guys pursue the goblin, leaving the two mourning panther children.
We didn't see them. It's not our problem.
I've never even seen a panther in these woods.
You see, as you guys get to a clearing, you see the goblin is scampering over a big wall, and behind it, an even larger tower.
Shit, I should have saved my thunderbolt for this. What's our plan of attack here, Christus?
I could probably throw you pretty far.
Then I'll be in there by myself.
I see a big tree. I could probably chop it down and we can kind of climb on it.
Okay, yeah. All right. Let's try to
Let me give it a swing with my mighty axe.
Christus prepares his axe swing. A squirrel is right on the trunk, and he cleaves the squirrel in half, blood pouring everywhere as it explodes and bones fly into your face.
Oh, God, Christus!
As the wizard looks over and sees that there is a little hatch in the wall, a little doorway.
Oh, we could go in here, probably.
Oh, yeah, we can.
You have a lot of guts on your face right now.
Yeah, I think those squirrel nuts really got me.
Yeah.
In my mouth.
So I push towards the hatch to see if we can get in through there.
It has a simple but unpretentious lock placed upon it. This wooden old door guides... blocks your path.
Another door.
Well, I mean, you're already swinging that axe.
Yeah,
you know,
might as well swing it again.
Yeah, swing it at that door.
Suck on this, lock!
No lockpick required as you bust through the handle as the door slumps open.
We're one step closer.
Let's push the door open.
You guys charge through as you see in this empty courtyard a three-story tower with a man at the top floor on the balcony firing lightning bolts into the sky. He has a glorious amulet around his neck. One you recognize as the being known as... the guy is the being known as Nectar. And this is his amulet.
Oh, shit. That's what we're here
that's
for.
That's what we need to pay off our
student loans. All right. Well, this courtyard's pretty empty. Is there any...
The only thing in this empty courtyard
is a foul-looking tree near the entrance to the tower.
I cast a firebolt on that tree.
The tree lights on fire as the wizard looks down. Hey, what have you done? That's my orange tree.
it looked dying, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was dying? I take care of that thing.
Oh, come on, no, this thing was black and nasty.
What? I mean, it still could be good next year. You know that sometimes it comes in waves.
No, you do not care for this tree. And for that, we will have your amulet, sir.
No! He slams the door to the balcony as he enters.
Damn it. We got close, but not close enough.
Let's see if there's maybe a big door we can try to kick down, or maybe like a window we could climb through.
You see, a window is on the second floor, but the first door is guarded by these two enormous red doors with a devilish door knocker upon it.
This door looks rather peculiar.
Yeah, go up to the door and I say, "Hail thee, door!"
You hail me?
Yes.
Then I will take a bit of your soul as payment if you want to open.
How much of my soul?
1/10.
And this is just to open it once, or...?
You can open it multiple times.
What are you going to do with that 1/10 of my soul?
No, nothing. Maybe gamble a little.
Well, I only have 3/10 of my soul left. I've sold it quite a bit.
I shall take one for the team, Ryo.
If you feel this is true.
Yes, I have not gambled. Oh, there he goes.
Oh, yeah, that's some good soul. Ooh, good soul in my hole. That's some soul food. That's some good food.
I've aged that. 5 years.
Yes, you do. Oh, yeah. Just my appearance. Gosh. No, you actually aged 10 years. All right, come on in.
Yeah, I may look like I'm over 100, but I'm only 30 years old.
And I've now I'm 30.
As you enter the first floor of this terrible tower, you see the goblin is standing in the living room.
There he is! You, get over here!
You followed me to my master's lair, but you'll never get past this!
He throws a bottle at the ground. And a bubbling concoction comes out. A slime monster. He bubbles in front of you two menacingly. Fighter, you go first.
I shall try and cut it with my axe.
You swing your axe into the ooze and chop it to bits.
Oh.
He immediately falls apart. He's like, I was just born. Oh, God. What is life? As you hack it to bits, the goblin looks terrified. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you were going to kill it. Jesus. I thought he was just going to make you leave.
Oh, it's in our way. We need Nektar's amulet.
Oh, God.
Your master.
Have you guys seen my pet squirrel?
We've seen pieces of him.
Oh my god!
No, this is not true. This is not true. We took him prisoner.
Yes, prisoner.
You did? Can yes. I see that he's safe?
Well, he's back at our campment. That's too far.
You're lying!
Oh, he runs up the steps. That's it.
Fuck! as this room is a finely furnished room, you see him disappear and scamper up the steps. All you have to do is pass this finely furnished room and chase him. Who leads the way?
Let's check out some of the furnishment in this room. It's very fine.
Oh.
I have an uneasy feeling about this room, but yes, I will.
Speak true. What do you feel?
I feel like, well, there was a door we had to fight. No, the door took a piece of my soul. We fought a slime monster.
We've passed a lot of, you know, we've done a lot of work. Maybe this is just a nice room.
You are convincing. I take a step.
I'm going to take a seat on one of the couches.
You take a seat on one of the couches. There's a fireplace going in front of you, and near the fireplace is a bowl of those berries that you love so much, Christus.
Ah, these berries. Then back in my day, I used to jam a whole full fist of berries into my gullet.
Wow.
It would make us stronger.
Well, then...
Good for sex.
Terry, no further. Wait, hold on. Immediately sex or, like, later sex?
Like 10 minutes and it kicks in type of sex.
Okay, let's wait on these berries, then.
Okay.
Unless, hey, you know what?
Well, I don't feel like fucking anything right now, so.
Well, you know, they say the thing about, like, Viagra is it's just good for blood flow. So maybe it's like, it'll make you fight more. Of course, I wouldn't need this since I'm no fighter.
I shall take one. I don't want to be too amped up.
You pluck a berry on the table. As you stare at it, you feel yourself slip a little. What's that? As you see the rug underneath you starts consuming you. It starts grabbing your legs and wrapping around. As you fall over, it starts trying to chomp you. You feel teeth forming in the rug.
Help me, Ryo, help me! The rug's got me!
I cast a thorn whip on Christian and I pull him towards me. Sorry.
You wrap around Christian's girthy neck.
Christian's
girthy neck. You choking. Any roll for you. You're still struggling in the rug.
I can't breathe.
The goblin goes down the stairs. All right, guys, what about my score? Oh, whoa, my gosh. Are you guys trying to fuck? You guys eating those fuck berries while choking each other?
Take it easy now.
Roll up, fuckers.
Hey, call off this rug or I'll kill this guy.
What? Him?
Yes.
I don't really know. I wouldn't want to see something fucked up like that, though. So I guess he snaps and the rug stops.
You saved him this time, but watch yourself, guy.
I don't know about this bargaining thing. I'm going to leave. He runs back up the steps. There's a candle near him, and he knocks it over.
Oh, shit.
As the table starts to light on fire, you guys can choose to put out the fire or chase him up the steps.
I don't have much magic left, Christus.
We shouldn't let that goblin run away. Plus, this isn't our building, so if it burns down, then it's okay.
Let's chase.
We chase.
You chase up to the second floor. You run into and run up there the spiral stairs. As you turn the corner into the second floor, you see a bedroom with a desk. But no sign of goblin. There is another door on the other side of the room. Maybe it goes up to the third floor?
Is there any papers or scrolls on this desk?
Yes, you go over to the desk and you look at scrolls, and there's nudes, hand-drawn, of Nektar.
Tasteful.
Wow, quite the bulge.
All right, well.
He's a two-penis being.
I'll take one of these scrolls and put it in my pocket. And
you stashed the scroll of Nektar. His body.
Shall we continue on through the door?
Yes.
As you...
I went through the last door. You mind going through this
one? I'll go through this door.
Okay.
As you open the door, you are too focused on if this door has any traps to see the goblin is under the bed and he jumps onto your back, Christus.
He's on me!
He's got a knife as he says, now, you leave this tower or I'll kill him.
Kill him? I don't give a fuck.
What? He's baffled as he drops the knife.
Do you think
that worked?
About that guy? As he drops the knife, I throw dirt in his face.
Boom! You pull out a pocket of your dirt, as you just use for some necromancy spells. But today it'll be used as a distraction as you cake his face with a dirt cloud. I'm blind. What have you done? I had 20/20 vision.
I grab him and I start squeezing his head.
Immediately his head collapses.
too much.
Like a deflated balloon, his brains spill out of his nose.
Where's your master? he's kind of overdid it there.
Yeah.
I guess it's that berry really got me going.
Did you even eat it?
Yeah, I ate half of it.
Oh wow.
So
I got to try
pretty
some
amped
of this.
Up, yeah.
All right, well let's continue on through this door.
Let's go.
As you guys climb up the final row of the stairs to the tower, you guys enter the room, and who's leading the way?
I am.
Boom! A big spider web is in the pathway that you did not see. You're wrapped up in web as a big spider descends from the ceiling. He's got a bib on and a fork and a knife and one of his eight arms and legs.
He's wearing a Rudy's bib. Stay back, beast. I shall slice you.
I don't mind paying whatever for barbecue. I'll pay $30 for a 2-meat plate.
You should try Austin, then.
And if you like Austin, you might like this heat. And I cast a firebolt.
Is that a Texas? you light the bug on fire as he falls and rolls down the steps of the burning inferno.
Heard of hot chicken, but never hot spider.
Very good, Christos.
Thank you, Ryo.
Can you scratch me out of this thing?
Yeah, let me just pry that. Yeah. Cut a couple of little webs right here. You look good, man. You've been working out?
A little bit. Taking after you.
Yeah, I know the beard covers up most of your body, but
yeah.
You look good.
Thank you.
All right.
Notice Christos is forming chub.
Let's settle down a little.
The 10 minutes has almost come.
I have a thing for earlobes, sorry.
And you cannot lie.
I can't, and I won't. All right. I feel like we're getting closer.
You guys enter the final room. Nektar has his back to you as he's planning to open up his balcony again. He's humming something to himself as he notices a presence. Or does he? We'll see if these heroes are sneaky enough. They are. He's wrapped up in his humming words.
Now's our time to strike, Ryo. Do you think you have one more spell in you?
Maybe one. I don't know if... He's got his magic too. Then the amulet, it could protect him.
How about I surprise him? Try and get my sword underneath his neck and rip off that amulet.
Yes, and turn him around and I'll show him we have his nudes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, those nudes.
The fighter creeps up behind Nektar and with his trusty blade hooks it behind his amulet string.
Yeah.
And rips it off. The amulet clatters to the floor as he turns around, shocked. How did you get past my goblin? Even though he has that disease where his head is super soft, he's still quite smart. He should have... Well, is he okay? What have you done? Is he all right, at least?
That's him
and his squirrel.
What about my pet panther? Is that guy okay?
The four of them all left.
My
town.
Son, the slime?
They all left because they were mad at you.
That spider went to Austin to get barbecue.
Yes. That doesn't sound like a bad idea. Going to Stubbs and getting some... Good old barbecue?
No.
What?
You must go to Franklin's at least.
Stubbs is what I keep hearing about, you know?
No. Stubbs, that's just a music venue mostly. Franklin, you're... Anyway. listen, we may or may not know where all of these of your friends are.
Oh, I would pay any price to know where. You could take my amulet even. He picks it up off the ground and hands it to you. This means... so little to me compared to my friends I've made along the way.
Friends are truly a gift from the one on high.
Ah, I
see. And I will tell you where your friends are.
Yes, I'm listening. Big ears over here. Bigger lobes, even.
Ooh. Oh, my. What lobes? Check out the lobes on there.
Hey, they call me Nektar the Lobulus.
Whoa. They're dead.
All of them.
The people who call me Nektar the Lobulus?
Oh, no. I've never met those people.
The people that call you master.
And father.
And bastard.
And friend.
No! Nektar's rage! A wave of cursed energy blasts out from you. You are unaffected, fighter, for your heart is made of courageous steel. Your heart is made of... brisket and pork roins. As your heart begins to fade, as you see his cursed energy is blasting through you. You only have one shot, Christos. The necromancer begins charging up another spell.
I grab my axe and I remember all my training from those bars at the axe throwing places, and I throw it at Nektar's neck.
Oh no, my signature neck! Unlike my lobes, people really come and stay for the neck, he says as he looks at you as his head cleanly is lopped off as the flying blade as his body tumbles to the ground. You guys pick up the amulet. A victory? Well, you smell burning home beneath you.
Oh, fuck that fire.
Looks like we're going to have to go out through this balcony.
All right, I'll go first, and you just land on my back.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Christus looks at the three-story fall, judges it well, and jumps. He lands, only breaking one leg.
Ah!
And
I jump and I cast Featherfall on myself.
A spell that lasts for four people. You jump and you land safely upon him.
Oh, God, I probably shouldn't have done that.
I thought you could land. You made it seem like you were going to be able to do it. I could have cast Featherfall on you.
Magic.
Oh, you hate being casted on.
The tower collapsed.
Oh,
well, good thing we got out of there.
The warrior and the wizard live for another day.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!